Okay, we are at the two dafs on Nun Aleph Amid Beis. Today's daf is daf Nun Beis. Okay, more discussions of Bor. Two dafs. Avar Alav Arishon Lo Kisah. So if you remember on the Mishnah, on yesterday's daf on Amid Aleph, we had the case of a Bor of two partners. And the first one passed by, the first partner passed by and did not cover it. The second one passed by and did not cover it. Hasheni Chayev. The second one is Chayev according to our Gerson. The Gemara tried to figure out exactly what is the case of a bar of two Shutzpin. How did it work? So we ended up saying that according to the Rabbi, according to Rebbe, it could work if it's a combination for Nezek, but if it's Misa or according to the Rabban and Nezek, how does it work? So we ended up saying that if they both take a shovel and they dig at once. That was the case of Bar of Two Shutfin. So one passed by and the second one passed by, the Sheni is going to be Chayiv. That's what the Mishnah said. So now the Gemara says, V'rishon me'emas miftar. When is the second one going to be Pater? Rashi quotes, because if we understand it according to the Pshuta, Rashi says right across, the Pshuta on the Hani da'avar d'ktani masis nishtamish ka'amar. It can't mean that the they each pass by and neither of them were using it, and just one passed by and the other passed by. If they each just passed by and neither of them used it, amai rishon pater harigam hu pasha. There's no difference in the first and the second. They each passed by an open pit, and they should both be chayiv. So what's the case that only the second one is going to be chayiv? So Rabbi Rav Yosi, Damri Shavai, Moshe de Rabbi Rachana, Damri Moshe de Rabbi Mani, Chad Amar Mishamanicho Mishtamesh. When he left him using it, so then the first one leaves, and that's when he is pater, because the second one was still using it, so that's why he doesn't have any more responsibility. Chad Amar Mishayimser Lo Dilyo. And the other opinion says, no, that he had to give over the dli. So again, what does the dli here mean? The Rishonim, some discuss pale, but most, the Ramin Hananel again, says it means a cover. So he gives him over the cover to the pit. So either way, either leaves him using it, or he gives him over the cover. Kit Tanoi. Let's say that this is a Machlokas Tanoi. Hamaz Lamayim in Abor, Uba Chadeiro, Uba Amalo, Hanach Livani, Ad Lamayim. Somebody is drawing water from a well, and his friend comes and says, "Let me draw some water. Leave me, and I'll draw some water." Kivin shinichu mishnamish pater. So the Tanakhama says that as long as the second one started using it, the first one can leave, and he has no responsibility. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Omer mishim shalodilio. No, not just using it, but doesn't even have to be using it. Just giving him over the cover, even if he's not using it yet. So again, we see that's a machlokas tanoim. So now we see b'maika miflagi. So what exactly is the root of this machlokas tanoim? Why would one say you have to be using it, and the other one say you just have to give over the cover? B'maika miflagi. So we get into a huge shas topic, which we'll see, is it really a shas topic? Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Savar, Yesh Breira. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says that you have to just give over the cover. Yesh Breira. Hai midide kamamala, v'hai midide kamamala. Yesh Breira means something that is unclear now can be made distinct, and we can see the distinctions in the chiluk now, even though it's not really true. And we can assume that right now, when you're drawing water from your own water. It's a bor of shutfin, you both own it. And you're each drawing water from your own. And therefore, right when you leave and you give over the cover, so the other one is just drawing water from his own. And that's it. And therefore, each is responsible while they are using it. And once I give you over the cover, I have given up my responsibility. That is Rabbi Zim and Yaakov, Yesh Breira. Rabbanan Savri, Ein Breira. And the Rabbanan who say, you have to leave him using it, Ein Breira, they hold Ein Breira. And therefore, you cannot just say that each are using their own, they're each using both, and the only way that you could get out of the responsibility is if the other one is actually using it, and therefore you are not responsible anymore. So this is a huge topic, as we know. The last time this came up was came up in Erevin, it comes up in Beitza, and Nedarim was probably the last place we had it, which we're going to talk about that specific case in a minute. The Ra'ah in the Shidim Kubetzas here, says, this is not normal Breira. Says the Ra'ah, clearly, Pirish, Breira da Hacha, Lav ke Breira da Alma. This has nothing to do with normal Breira. What happens with normal Breira? Normal Breira means at time T1, there is something that's unclear. T2, it becomes clear. Breira means I could see that later point, throw it back to earlier. That's what Breer means. Meaning, let's say it's Erev Shabbos, and I have no time, or it's Shabbos, and I have no time to take off Trumas and Maasers from the cup of wine that I'm about to drink. So I say, oh, the wine that I'm going to the wine that's left in the cup is going to be Trumas and Maasers for, you know, for this cup of wine. And then I drink, and whatever's left is going to be Trumas and Maasers. So I'm allowed to say that the roots of the distinction of the future are already seen in the past. That's normal Breira. And there are other examples of this as well. But what's happening here? You're each using water from the well. So when is that going to become clear? That's never going to become clear. This is a partnership. We're each using the water from the well. So this isn't normal Breira that something's going to become clear later on, and therefore it could even be clear right now. So says the Ra'ah, this is not normal Breira. Here it's not shaykh to say that after it's split, it comes out that this is what he was always supposed to get. Yorshin that split something, and they split it in the future, so you can already see the roots of that split right now. No, that's nothing to do with this. Ulu mishrile mishum haki lishtamushe. You can't say that. Shahare bakula mishtamish. Each partner is using the well, period. And they're going to use the well tomorrow and the next day. Nothing's going to be more clear than it is today. Ela hare ze echan min halashono she betalmud shehu shava bishnei makomos upirusho mischalef. Sometimes the Gemara uses the same terminology in two different places, even though it means different things. Upirish Breira Dahacha, what does Breira here mean? Klomar, Shekol Echad Ve'echad Midin Zchuso Sheyeshlo Nishtamesh. Each partner has permission to use their water at that time. V'lo Chashvinon Leishin Nishtamesh Mechele Chavir Klal. It's not like you're using your friends, it's like yours. So once you're allowed to use yours, that's why you're going to be responsible for Nezek also. So that's a very important Ra'ah. This Breira has nothing to do with normal Breira. Other Rishonim, maybe Misvara think that, but it says Yesh Breira Neim Breira, and we're about to link it to another Machlokas Tanema Breira. So it's hard, even though it makes sense to separate it, it's hard to say, it's hard, even though it makes sense to be Mevarer, you know, these two sugyas, but it doesn't sound that way from the Gemara. And that's why the Ravid asked. The Ravid says, V'tzmi li tuva, hi Breira, d'lo ashkachan Breira ala basa chaluka. So what kind of Breira is this? So he tries to connect it. Ela kach nomar, Kivan de la'achar chaluko, la'achar hamilu, after you fill it, you fill your pail, so it's as if that water now is mechulak to you. Right? So that's where it's split later on, and therefore you're allowed to see this water even before you take it out as yours. Hashtanami manta dahai, lo kaima vishmir dahai. And therefore that water was never your responsibility to guard, so the Ravid tries to make it a normal case of Breira, even though it is somewhat difficult. Okay, we'll talk more about it in a minute. Let's first read a few more lines. Says the Gemara, Amar Avina va'azal tamayu, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Rabbanan go according to their reasoning. Titzan, the Mishnah says, the beginning of Hashutfin in Maseches Nedarim. Hashutfin shenadru hana zemizeh, partners that know hana from each other. Right, two partners own a yard, and they each declare that it's also for you to get hana from me. So what's the halacha? We both own this yard. Tanakama, Asur and Likarnis Lachatzur, they cannot go into the yard because each of them own the yard, and therefore, when I'm Mudur Hanah from you, then you can't go in. Rabbi Yaakov Amar, no problem. We're each allowed to go into the yard because we could see it as if we're only going into our own section of the yard. So, what's the machlokas about? Rabbi Yaakov says, there is Breira, Haila Denafshi Ayov, Haila Denafshi Ayov. Each is going into their own section. So when the chatzar is eventually split, we're able to see that this section was the one that you went into. It was yours the whole time. V'rabbanan savri ein breira. And the rabbanan say, no breira. And therefore, the whole thing belongs to both of us. And it is also for each of us to go in. So the Ran, if you want one makar that to do for today, you have any time today, just do the Ran there. You don't even need Rishonim. It's in on the Gemara, the Ran in the Dharam Dapam Hema base. Where the Ran there asks, what do you do with the Psak? What the Rive and another Rishonim here deal with is that you want to say this is the normal Breira? There's a problem because the Psakim don't work out in these parallel. Or do you say, if you hold like one in one place, do you hold like the other one in the other place? So the Ron there, Memheim Abeza Meseches Nedarim, asked the Kasha, Vika Demakshu, right, this is Machlokas by Yesh Breira and Aim Breira. We had the Gemara Paskins like the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Yesh Breira. But we have other Gemaras which seem to say that we Paskin Aim Breira by Dinim Daraisa and Yesh Breira by Dinim Darabanan. So how could we Paskin Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Other Rishonim say the Psakim with our Gemara don't work out consistently. So what is the issue of Psak? So the Ran there quotes four pshatim. So big long run, but straightforward. For pshatim, what does it mean? So Wamsha Rabinatan there says we paskin ain brera. And the reason we paskin over there, they're like Rav Elazar and Yaakov, that the chatzers are split, is for a different reason. It's a special din about vitur, whether people give up, you know, people are makpid about people walking into their rishus or not. That's it. That's a special din there. Or Rabbi Yitzchak there says a different shot. Maybe we always paskin yish brera, even by daraisas, and you have to reread the gemaras that seem to say otherwise. The Ramban, he quotes a third shot, but then I'll just like to quote the Ran shot, which is the fourth and final one there. Nearly adaram ki papshatam. The brera da hacha kabrera da alma. The brera of the chatzer is a unique case. If you look in every sugya of brera, you'll find a rishon that says every case of brera is a unique case. Because brera is one of these sugyas that are vast, not most cases, almost every case is not exactly like the other one. And one has to figure out, you know, within brera. My Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig likes to say there are three overlapping sugyas, which you have to figure out exactly how they work. Brera, asmachta, and tnoim. All those three have to do with future events affecting past actions. So all of those are overlapping. Sometimes the Gemara links them, but those three are the ones that one has to see in the same light. So the Ran there says, nearly advarim kapashin debir dehacha kabir de alma. Really, it's similar, but here by the Shutfin case, it's a stronger brera. It's a stronger brera. Why? Aval hacha ikar shel davar mizbarer mishar rishona. Here, most of it is mavura right away. It's not like the case where I drink the wine. I gave the example before, and you don't know anything. What's going to be true until you get to the end of the cup? What's going to be meiser? Here, most of it's mavura right away. You know that in the future or tomorrow they're going to split it. He's going to get this part of the field. He's going to get this part of the field. It's what's not mavurar exactly which part of the chatzer. But if you look at the Ran there, he says that if something is mostly mavurar originally and only a little not mavurar later on, that also might not be like regular cases of brera. So these are just two examples, the Ra'ah here and the Ran there on the case that we quoted, where they each say this case of brera is unique. But yeah, one has to look at the Rishonim to figure out what is the common denominator in all the breras and what is the uniqueness in all the breras. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Belazar. Amar Belazar, now various cases of selling boros. Amar Belazar, Hamocha Bar L'Chaveru. Say I sell a bar to my friend. Kivan Shemasal Adilio Kana. Once I sell the cover, or the pail, whatever you want to say it means, Kana, I am Kona, he is Kona the bar. Hechidami, so what exactly is the case here? How did the kinyan take place? Iba kaspa, if the kinyan happened with kesef, well, remember, bor is karka, or bor is land. Mishnah says in kiddushin, kesef shtar chazaka. Right? So if it's with kesef, so likni b'chaspa, let the kinyan kick in with kesef. Iba chazaka, likni b'chazaka. If it's with chazaka, meaning what? What's chazaka? Rashi, second to last skinny line, mishin ishtamishbo, hishtamshus. Is it using it? So likni b'chazaka. So when he starts using it, so what's this kinyan about giving over the cover? Or giving over the dli. So is it kesef, is it chazaka? Right, the Gemara doesn't mention shtar. Okay, li'olam b'chazaka. Really, it's happening with chazaka. The kinyan is happening with the usage. But, u'boy l'meimer le'y chazeku kni. What? Could chalipin works? That's not listed in the Mishnah there. So that's a question. Chalipin is always a question. Usually we say chalipin can work for everything. But the Gemara a lot of times leaves it out because it's the universal kinyan, but it's not a really bona fide kinyan for a specific, right, for a specific case. Chalipin works for everything. It's the only thing that works for kesef, for metaltalin, and karka. So, right, it could have been here. It could have been here, too. So Gemara has a different answer, though. Olam b'chazaka, really, it's chazaka. The Rashba, I think, discusses kinyan. Olam b'chazaka, really, it's kinyan chazaka. It was used. Uboy l'meimele le'chazeku kni. But the usual rule is that before you use it, I have to say, here, go use it. Le'chazeku kni, and be koneh it that way. The kivan shemasa lo dilyo kemant amar le'chazeku kni dami. And the rule is that even if giving over the dili could take the place of le'chazeku kni, and therefore that's what's happening here. But really, it's happening through kinyan chazaka. This Rashi, if you remember, we mentioned a number of times, is like the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam and the Raivan have a machlokas in two different places. I'll quote it to you from Hilchos Mechira, Perek Aleph Halacha Tezvav. How do you do a kinyan chazaka on karka? Does one have to do a maisa tikkun in the karka itself or not? The Rambam says no. The Rambam says, let's say you have a very rocky piece of land that you can't plant on there. You can't plant, you can't put up a fence. So what do you do? What do you do to acquire the land? It says just spread out your fruit to dry. Or put your animals there. That's a kinyan chazaka. Says the Ravid, Hamil Salom Chavra, what is he talking about? Tahai Chazaka, Achilas Peirosu. This is just Achilas Peiros. You know what that functions as? The Achilas Peiros, Lo Mahanya Ela Kenegat Taina. Achilas Peiros is just enough that if I'm not using the land for 3 years and you want to claim it's yours, so as long as I did Achilas Peiros within 3 years, I prevent you from claiming that it's yours. But it's not a kinyan itself, it just prevents your chazaka. Ava kenega tain, ava lemikna ba'ara lo kanya, elamidi de mahanya la'ara ke'en no'al v'gadar. That's Bachlokas Ramam Raivit, but this is Rashidas Rashir. What does chazaka mean? Mishin ishtamish bo, you use it. Why is ishtamish good enough? What kind of chazaka is that? You don't do a mice, I'm putting my fruit? That's a kinyan? So as we mentioned also, whenever we quote this, that's the Magen Mishnah right here. Basically says the idea, you know, what is any kinyan? The root of any kinyan is Horaz Bailus, a reflection of ownership. If I do something that an owner does, so that itself could function as a kinyan in halacha. So that's what the Magen Mishnah says. Who else puts fruit in the backyard? The Magen Mishnah says, right? Like you lock the door. Locking the door is a kinyan? Yeah, because owners lock the door. So that's not a problem. That's the root of all kinyanim. So too here. So that Rashi is like the Rambam against the Ravid. So that is case number one. You sell a bar to your friend. Next, Amr B'shua ben Levi. Let's say you sell a house to your friend. Once you give over the key, you are kona it. So again, if you sold the house with money, the key should happen with kesef. If it's with chazaka, so what do you mean the case is the key? The key is a chazaka. So liolam bechazaka. Really, it's kinyan chazaka. It was with chazaka, but normally before kinyan chazaka, you have to basically give authority and permission. Please be machzik it. And again, the giving over the key could take the place of lechazek ukni. Tosas here discusses the shita of the Rashbam. The Rashbam in Baba Basra Daf Nun Gimel seems to say a giving over the key is itself a kinyan. Is itself a kinyan? But our Gemara seems to say it only functions as lechazek ukni. Giving over the key, kinyan. After all, look at Psachim Dav Dalid. That's where everybody knows this from. Not everybody. Whoever learned Psachim Dav Dalid knows it from. The famous Gemara in Krisus. If you learn Krisus, it's famous. If you don't learn Gemara in Krisus, the Gemara in Psachim Dav Dalid. If you give, who has to do the Bedikas Chametz, the Maskir or the Socher, right? The Balabai, the landlord or the renter. The Gemara says the renter. From when he's given over the key. So the Rashbam says in Mavasu Dafton Gimel, that's a kinyan. That's a kinyan schirus, and that's why the socher is responsible. So he tells us, quote, the Rashbam, right? Gabino Agadir Paris Kal Shehu, Benefsi Ager, Denol Hanu Shekava Mano Bedels Lenalo, Davi Binyan, Aval Sagar Adelis is not a chazak, it's not enough. And even though by schirus, giving over the key, that's giving over the key is good enough. So Tosfos asks on that from our Gemara. Our Gemara seems to say it's not a kinyan. It's only good enough for lechazeku kni. So how does that work? Question one. Question two, there's another difficult sheet of the Rashbam there. Later on in Tosfos, where the Rashbam says that closing a door, he discusses closing a door, as we mentioned before, is closing a door enough of a kinyan? But either way, the what's behind this whole discussion is the Horaz Bailus issue. I don't want to get into all the details, but he discusses all the different aspects of kinyanim and Horaz Bailus. And that is behind these machlokas between Rashbam and Tosfos. Just one final point, how Tosfos rejects the Rashbam, what do you do with that Gemara Imsachim, of that Socher and Maskir? Sounds like from there you give over the key. He has to do the Bedika. So says Tosfos, no. Just because you have the key, that means you're the owner? What's the Chiv of Bedikas Chametz? The one who could get in. The one who's responsible for it. Doesn't mean you own it. Whenever you're responsible for it and you're the one that's able to get in, so that's it, you're chayav bedika. But it doesn't mean that you really own it. There's just big discussions. What is schirus? When I rent, do I own it for the day? Am I just renting it, but I don't own it? But either way, that Gemara has no relevance in terms of real kinyanim, says Tosfos, because that has to do with who has the ability to do the bedika. That's what Tosva says. V'dafka gabi chamis to tali mizirus mafteach to misha mafteach biyado alav livdok kimachu yachol ikanis b'zei abayis livdok. Okay, that's Tosva's. If you want to look at the Pnei Yoshua, here's a beautiful Pnei Yoshua explaining all the problematic sheetahs of the Rashbam. He explains how each one of them answers the other one. So you can look at the Pnei Yoshua here explaining this Tosva's. The implication by Kesef that you wouldn't need Lechazeku Kni. I mean, it talks about it by Chazaka. Really, it is Chazaka, but you need. Okay, I understand. Maybe would you not? You have to look at the Rishonim there back in Kedushin. Let's look at the Rishonim back in Mesechas Kedushin on that. Okay. There is a discussion, though, also, and then we'll continue, of the Rishonim there in Mesechas Kedushin. When I sell Karka, is Kinyan Chazaka good enough? Just for karka, can you chazaka good enough, or do you also need kesef? The Gemara there says kesef star chazaka, but some rishonim, the Shiltos and other minority rishonim there say kesef chazaka only works by matana if it's given to me, or if I'm being zochet from hefker. But if I'm actually buying it, then chazaka is not good enough, right? Because that I have to get it out of the other person's rishus, so it needs something stronger. You might say, ironically, you don't need something stronger because the other person is pushing it into your rishus. Das acheres makne. But that is the shita of the Shi'iltos and other Rishonim. The Ramban and the Rashba all quote, no, we argue, based on our Gemara. Based on our Gemara. The Gemara there said, the Rashba there in Kiddush Daf Chavav, V'ikaman demaisi raya mehacha, whatever the Gemara there says, Shma mino de chazaka lokani bemecher below damim. Right? It doesn't work without pani. Velasa. No, the Ramban, and he quotes his Rebbe, the Ramban. No, Karka, it says, Kesef Shtar Chazaka. It's not machalik between Matana and Mecher. Karka could always work with Chazaka. Va'od hevi raya, and the Ramban brought a raya, the Chazaka, v'mecha bo'adamim konehi, midig arsin, v'perk shor shnaga chazapara. Argamar and Baba Kama. And it quotes, Samocha b'ayis l'chaveir, kivish b'asal l'mafteach kana. Mufarish ha'asam, kivish b'asal l'mafteach kana b'chazaka, d'lo tzorach l'meimor le'chazeku kni. So lechazeku kni you got out of, but that doesn't sound like kesef here. V'lechor mashma kana b'chazaka below matan damim. That's it. And this is v'svar machras. And misvara. Misvara should make sense. And this is a great line. D'chazaka b'karkaos b'mako mishicha b'metaltalin. V'kana below matan damim. Chazaka by karka is just like mishicha by metaltalin. And just like mishicha by metaltalin works automatically, so too chazaka by karka. Right, so that's the line of the Rashba there in Kiddushim. So again, they quote it, they bring a raya from our Gemara. Okay, let's continue. Amar Eish Lakash, third case, Mishum Rabbi Yanai. Amokar Eider Lachaveiro. Let's say you sell a herd to your friend. You have a herd of sheep and you want to sell it to your friend. Kiva Shemasalo Mashchuchis Kana. Once you give over the Mashchuchis, we'll see what that is. Kana, it is Kona. Hey, Chidami. So what's the case? Even Mashicha Lekhnevi Mashicha. Again, if you did a Kenya Mashicha, because here we're talking about Batalflin, so it should be Kona with Mashicha. Even Mesira, if it's giving over the reins of the animals, Lekhnevi Mesira, you should be Kona that way. So what's the case of the Mashruchis? So La'olam Mashicha. Really talking about the case of Kenya Mashicha. Meshochu Kni. But really, the owner has to say, you know, pull it and be kone it. V'kiva the muscle of mashchuchis. But once you go give over the mashchuchis, that takes the place of command amalei lech b'shochu kni dami. That takes the place of saying it is pull it. Rashi adds on top ibe mesira. If it's why would you go mesira? Why would you go mashicha? Mashicha only works in rishus hayachid. That's why Mesira, you might have a possibility, because that works with in a Simta, in an alleyway, or in a Chatzar, both of them. That's why the Gemara suggested Meshicha or Mesira. But the Gemara says, my Mashruchis, what is a Mashruchis? Two deos. Hacha Targamu Karkashta. Karkashta is a type of bell, that when you ring the bell, the animals follow. Rav Yaakov Amar, Iza da Azla. It's a goat that goes at the head of the herd, and he somehow has the ability to get all the animals following him. That's the use. You give over the goat. Give over the goat leader. In that way, you are able to. Takes the place of lechazeku kni. Bereish idra. Izad azla bereish idra. The goat that goes at the front of the eider. Kidid darish ahugli la leidra of chizda. Like that Galilean from Galil. Darshan by Rav Chizda. Kadrugiz raya al ana. When the shepherd gets angry at his herd. Avid lenagda samusa. He should make the nagad is the leader. He should make the leader blind. I mean, they're all going to follow him, so then he'll lead them off the cliff, and then they'll follow him, right? That's what they say, that they always follow whatever the leader does. Rashi even adds, It doesn't seem like he has to add this, but he adds this a little Musar Haskel. Kach k'shamakom nifra misone Yisrael memana lehen parnasim she'ina muhuganim. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back, so is this a euphemism? Or is this really Sona Yisrael? Not 100% clear. When he wants to pay back from our enemies, he gives our enemies improper leaders, or sometimes Sona Yisrael means us. Right? If he gets mad at us, he gives us improper leaders in order to pay back. Either way, the message is there. The Mordechai writes on this Gemara, based on this Iza de Azla, what kind of kinyan is that? What kind of lech v'chazego kni? So the Mordechai quotes the Ravya, this is Raya that hakol k'minag asochrim. Whatever is done in the land for kinyanim, that's it. That's what you go by. You give over the goats. You give over the mashchuchisa. Whatever it is, you give it over. The Amshal Shlomo expands on this in Simen Lamed Vav. By the way, if you want to know anything about Breira, he has his Kuntres Binyani Breira, his 20 pages right here on Breira. So feel free. Quotes every Gemara and every Makar. That's not for a Daf Yomi Shir. Says the Yamshal Shlomo, according to this Rav Yah, he says, this is what we know from many Gemaras. We have Situmta, which we're going to get into Bar Metzia, shaking hands, closing off the barrels, whatever is the minug of the Mazel Bracha, shaking a hand, whatever the minug is of the land, that's what you go by. If you find anything today that's different, Pshita, to Batlu Kol Adinim Anal. All these dinim are batel, because these are not objective dinim. Certain ones are meshicha, and certain things are objective. But let's say there's a minug to do something afterwards. That's it. You go by the minug. Ela azlina basra minug. There's a minug mevatel afilu kinyan mamish. Could go in ba'asri delo kani b'kaspel. Let's say you find a place where you don't do kinyan kesef. Okay, so you don't do kinyan kesef there. The ikr medina minug, etc. Explained elsewhere in the other places. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah. Well, I'm sorry.
It
saves to bell. So a bell, if you say it's like a bell, Masira is actually, it's connected, it's leading him, so you could lead him with a bell, meaning by holding him, or leading him with rein, like reins are still attached.
And this?
So here, a bell I don't think is attached to him, I think it's like ringing the bell, and they're coming. Right, Rashi says, Bekarkish levadeh eder v'holech kulu acharav. Right, so it's a different kind of bell. But there is a kind of kinyan where you call it, or you call it. Okay, Mishnah, back to Bor. Kiso, Arisho, Bosh, Eni, Mazel, Megula. The first one covered it, and something happened to the cover in the interim. Rashi says it rotted through. And the second one passes by and finds a Megula. Below Kiso, Hasheni, Chayiv. So the second one's going to be Chayiv. The first one did what he was supposed to do. He covered it. The second one passed by and it wasn't covered. So the Sheni's going to be Chayiv. Kiso, Kara, if he covered it, somebody covered it properly, what does properly mean? The Yerushalmi here says, strong enough to hold an ox with stones on its back. Meaning, that's roi. That's appropriate. So, kisok haroi, v'nafal otoch ha-shor ha-chamar v'meis pater, and then an animal falls in your pater. That's an ones. Right? You covered it properly. Lo kisok haroi, if you didn't cover it properly, v'nafal otoch ha-shor ha-chamar v'meis chayiv. That's the regular hezabar. It's like as if you didn't cover it. What's the chiddush? The Gemara will talk a little bit about it. Nafal lefana mikol ha-kriya chayiv. This is tomorrow's daf. If an animal is walking by, a shor is walking by my pit that I dug, and I had hired, Rashi says, somebody else to like chisel out a little more in the pit, make it a little wider, do a little more, and the animal was so shaken up by the sound of the chiseling, it fell in. So who's responsible? I dug the pit, but the animal fell in because of the chiseler. So who's responsible? So chayiv. So the baal habor is chayiv. So this is what we're going to talk about more tomorrow. The baal habor is chayiv. Rashi says, the baal hakri, the one who's making the sound is just grumma. You created a bar, which is a mazik. So the one who's chiseling, that's grumma. So therefore, it is not his responsibility, but your chayiv. Your chayiv. La'acharav u'bomikol kriya pater. For some reason, just like the pashas of the Mishnah, if he fell forward, you're going to be chayiv. If he fell backwards in, you're pater. Why? We'll have to see the Gemara tomorrow. Nafal esocho shor v'kelov. Vinishtabru, what if an ox fell in with Kalim on its back and they broke? Chamor v'kelov v'niskaru, or a donkey fell in with Kalim on its back and it ripped? Chayv ala behemo pater la kelim. As we've seen, the boar is only chayv on behema, he's putter on kelim. Period. Let's just say one more thought. The Mizrahi, this week's parsha, I gotta say it. The Mizrahi, this week's parsha, basically this week's parsha is everything. If you ever have a choice, just say this week's parsha. Right? So Mishpatim is all the babas. So says the Mizrahi, Rashi quotes this in this week's parsha about the shor and the kli falling in. Hadik Amar, says the Mizrahi, chamor v'lo kelim. What's the case of chamor v'lo kelim, as our Mishnah says? Lav bihi pila adam kamairi. What if somebody throws their kli into my bar? That's not what we're talking about here. Daha afilu shor shachiv alav Torah. Even if a shor that the Torah says a bar is chayef for shor, if a man pushes the shor into the pit, the baal bar is not going to pay. The baal bar is going to be potter in that case. It's only if there's no other body responsible. Aval adam shadachla v'nafla labar hadochev chayiv bekulo ubal bar potter mepnei she'ein zed davar hamatzui are you kamo ones. What are we talking about here? Chamar v'lo kalim, it fell in. Shenafla. That's what you have to always say. It doesn't mean that it got pushed, because then the pusher is going to be chayiv. So I'm at a case of nafla. Chamar v'lo kalim, that it happened to fall in by itself. Nafla tocho shor cherishot v'katan chayiv. What if an ox fell in cherishot v'katan? Here it does not mean of a, but it means describing the animal itself. A cheresh ashota shor, or a katan shor. What does that mean? The Meiri says a shor that hasn't learned the ropes yet. Of plowing, hasn't used the rope threat, right? He's still looking how to deal with life. So chayiv in all those cases, he's going to be chayiv because lo havi lelameda, right? He shouldn't have right. These animals don't have any das, therefore you're going to be chayiv. Ben obas eved o ama pater, but a young child that falls in, or an eved or an ama that falls in, pater. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that the tour of Adam is not based on bar das. Because he has even lav bardas, and you're going to be potter on it. It's exeris akasiv. Exeris akasiv in that case. So, for each our name as miftar. So, what we say, the first one covers it properly, and then something happened to it, and the second one comes and finds it revealed. So, how long is the second one, the first one potter for? Our name as miftar. So, we're going to go with Tosfos' pshat on the next few lines. There's Rashi has a different pshat. Tosfos, I think, is the simplest, straightforward. Anemas biftar. So until when is the first one potter? Amarav vechleisha yeda. With the amount of time that a kol would have gone out, that his bar is revealed. So until that time, he's going to be potter. Once he finds that out, then he has a responsibility to go back and take care of it and cover it again. V'shmuel amar vechleisha yodi uhu. No, it doesn't just mean you hear about a kol in the papers. It means somebody comes to tell you, hey, your bar is open. That's a little later. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, even further. Not only after you heard about it personally, but the Bechleisha Yodiyuhu, the Yiskar Polam, the Yichros HaRazam, V'Yichasenu. With enough time to hire workers, cut down some trees, and cover it. That's as much time as you need. Until that time, the first one's going to be Pater. Tosfos also says, in the first wide line of Tosfos, you also give the Sheni this amount of time. In order to hire workers and to cover. That's Tosfos. Rashi says no. Without doing Rashi's Pshat, Rashi argues on that Prat. No, the second one's there. He's got to stay there. He can't leave. The first one is not there, so he's got to give him the time to hire workers and go cover it. But the Sheni and the Rishon might not have the same responsibility. Okay, period. Vayter. Kiso karay v'nafal l'tocho sharo chamor v'meis patur. If you covered it properly.
According to Rashi, it's both. According to Tosfos, it's the Sheni.
According to Rashi, it's both. What's both?
According to... Until how long are they?
Well, the Gemara says Verishon and Emas Miftar. Well, the first two, I think, well, Rashi has a different shot what the first two mean. But in terms of the last one, in terms of the third Shita, Rashi says we do not give this amount of time to the second one. And Tosfos says we do give him this amount of time to both of them. Okay, Kiso Karay v'Nafal L'Tocho Shor v'Chamar v'Meis Pater. So again, if you covered it properly and something fell in your Pater, so Gemara says, what's the Chiddush? Given the Kiso Karay Hechi Nafal. First of all, how did it happen? If you covered it properly, right, so that an ox can't fall in with stones on his back, so how did it fall in? So Amar V'Yisla Barchana Shitzli Mitocho. It rotted through. It rotted through after you did it. Period. Ibai Lahu. So now we have two versions of the Gemara. Number one is now. Number two is the middle of Amar Beis. Ibai Lahu. Kiso kisui b'sheyachol. This is the sugya of tchilas of b'pshiyav zofa b'ones. This is the daf in the Masechta that doesn't discuss it, and that's why the Rishonim here discuss why not. This is the daf right here. So kiso kisui sheyachol lamol lefnei shvarim. You put a kisui down that could stand in front of oxen. Oxen aren't such used animals. An ox v'hei yachol lamol lefnei gemalim, but it's not strong enough for camels to walk over. Yasu gemalim v'iruha, and camels came and weakens this, and then v'asus from an afilay, and then an ox comes in and fell into it. My Amri. So what's the halacha? Rashi points out if the camels fell into it, you're probably going to be chayv, right? That's not the question here. Tosfos quotes Rashi and says that makes sense, right? Unusual. bottom tosis. Pierce our country. The enough lebo gamal will be boiling the chayiv. That camel's fell in. For sure, you're going to be chayiv to the gabi gamal and poshehu. That's what it sounds like. Let me support Rashi, says Tosfos. Come on, I can support him once in a while. Then let me explain. He's my grandfather, after all. Some of the Bali Tosfos, my grandfather. So let me give a svara. What's the svara if a camel falls in? Even if camels aren't so common there, you have to be worried. Maybe a camel's going to come by. So therefore, even though it's very unusual, you have to be worried about it. Says the Machane Ephraim, you know what I learned based on this Tosus? Machane Ephraim in Hilcha Shomer and Simon Lamed. Let's say I give you something to watch for me, and I put it out in my yard because I know it's not the rainy season. I know it's after Pesach and Eretz Yisrael. So I leave it outside without a roof over it. And then all of a sudden it rains, and it gets ruined. So what's the halacha? Is the Shomer responsible? Says Machane Ephraim based on Tosfos, yes. Right, like the Gamal. You know what I mean? You didn't build it ready for Gamal, even though it's very unusual, but you're responsible. It's the same thing. Same thing, you would have to pay for this. You know, Tosfos, I think, would say that you lost the Bikadon and you have to pay. Okay. But that's not the case the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is talking about a case where the camels ruined the cover, and now the Shvarim come in and fall in it. So my. Amri Hechidami. So what exactly is the case here? Either Shrichi Gamal and Poshehu. If camels are common occurrences, then he's obviously just negligent because he didn't build it strong enough for camels. But if he's not shriach, the gamal will fall in. So he's an honest lagabi the oxen because he's focusing on oxen and he built it strong enough for oxen. So why should he be responsible at all? So lo tzricha dasa leprakim. They come sometimes. They're not as common as oxen, but they're around. So me Amrina and do we say kiva the asian leprakim? Imagine the society in those days. It's just like cows and oxen. Well, cows and camels were like cats and dogs. You know, you see a stray camel walking around. Right? That's what it's talking about. So me, I'm reading on Kivat Asin Leprakim Posheahu. But they didn't have cars in those days. That's how they got around. Kivat Asin Leprakim Posheahu. Do we say, since camels come once in a while, she's a Poshea. He should have thought about it. And therefore, he's responsible. Oh, Dilma, Kivat the Hashtamias like. Or do we say, no, since there are no camels right now, Onasu, he's an Ones. That's the case. Again, the question is, if he built it strong enough for oxen and not for camels, and camels are somewhat common, and the camel comes in and ruins the cover, and then an ox falls in. So what's the halacha? So Tashma, let's try to prove it from our Mishnah, from each part of our Mishnah. First, the first part. Tashma. If I cover it properly, and an ox or a camel or a donkey fell in, you're potter. So Hechidami, what's the case of the Mishnah that says if you covered it properly, you're going to be potter? If you covered it properly, totally, say Chinafal, how did it fall in? Elav Karoy L'Shvarim, below Karoy L'Gmalim. Oh, so must be our case. You covered it properly for oxen and not for camels. V'Yidishchichi Gmalim, my Pater Bosheyahu. And if camels are coming, why you Pater? It's your Bosheyah. V'Yidishchichi Gmalim, Beshita Anusu. And if camels are not coming, you should be an honest. Elalav, so it must be our case. To Asiyin Leprakin, they come once in a while. V'Yasu Gmalim V'Iruhua. And the camels came and ruined it. V'Yasu Shvarim Anafli Bay. So that must be the case of our Mishnah. V'Ktani Patur. And what does the Mishnah say? You're Patur in that case. Alma Kiva Dahashta Leka Anasu. So we say in that case, since there are no camels around right now, you be Patur. Gemara says no. What was the kit that we said before? Amri lo la olam korei l'shvarim korei l'gmalim. You built it totally properly for both. With the kakashi l'cha heichi nafol. And but you asked before, how did he fall in the first place? Amri v'yitzchak barachana shesli mitocho. It rotted through itself, and therefore that's how it fell in. But you're still potter because it's not your fault. Period. So now let's try to prove the opposite from the other line of the Mishnah. Tashma lo kiso karo even nafol l'tocho shvarim chamor v'meis chayiv. You did not cover it properly, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. So Hechidami, what's the case? If you did not put it at all properly, you didn't put any good cover on, so Pshita, Tzrich Lamir V'Chayiv, of course you're going to be Chayiv. So it must be, again, our middle case. It's proper for oxen, but not for camels. Hechidami, so what's the case? Either Shrichi Gamalim Posheahu. If camels are common, you're a Posheah. V'Dolo Shrichi Gamalim Anasu. So El Alav, what must be our case? The Asking the Prakim. Camels come once in a while. Ba'asu gamalim ba'aru, and camels came and ruined it. V'yasu shvarim v'naflu bein, and oxen came in afterwards and fell in. V'ktani chayiv. So we have the opposite diak. Alma kiva da'asu l'prakim, since they come once in a while. Posheyahu, di'boy le'lasuki adaite. You should have thought that the camels might come. So can you prove the opposite from this line? So the Gemara says no. What's the case? The Bach changes the girsa here. La'olam, lo karay l'shvarim, v'lo karay l'gamalim. right? It's not proper at all. Udukakashi lacha posheahu. Aye, if it's totally not proper for anything, so aren't you a posheya? I did not say kisokaroi, not save sevanami lo kisokaroi. It is pashut, but it's just being parallel in the Mishnah. That is all version one. Now we get to version two. Ikadamri, and then we'll talk about the Rishonim when we finish. That's Hashem. Ikadamri, hanami vadilo ibayla. No, that case is not a question. That case is not a question, meaning what case? The case where you built a good enough for Shvarim, and then a Gamal comes in and ruins it, and then a Shar falls in, for sure, to Kima Daskin, and the camel comes once in a while, Kima Daskin Leprakim Posheahu, Diboyla Lesukia Daite. That case, for sure, he should have thought about. Kibaylon Hachihu. This is our question. Diboylon. Kiso, Kiso Isha Yachalamo Bifne Shvarim, and Yachalamo Bifne Gamalim. You put a cover that could stand for in front of oxen and not in front of Gamalim. Vishchichi Gamalim and camels are common. Vihitliya Mitocho. But instead of the camel coming and ruining it, it rotted by itself. So camels are common, but the camel didn't ruin it. It rotted by itself. So mahu. So what's the case there? Mi amrinan, do we say, migu dahavi posheya eitzel gamalim, havi posheya nami lini hatzla. Since you're negligent regarding the camels, so you're also considered negligent regarding the rotting through. Meaning, lumdus, you focus on the first moment. The first moment, you're a posheya. You're a posheya. Doesn't matter, and therefore, you're going to be responsible, whatever happens. Oh, Dilma lo amrita migu. Oh, do you say not say this migu?
Isn't that do we say it's philosophy?
So the Rishonim assume that is not exactly the same principle.
So it's
that
a different question.
It's a different question. And that's why we're going to finish this Gemara, and then probably tomorrow we're going to start with the Rishonim ask, why didn't the Gemara just bring in the sugya of Tchas Mabshiyam Sov Abones? That's Tosa's question here. That's the Balamar and the Ramban here. That's the Raiva. That's the Miri. Feel free to prepare. So Tashmas, let's at least try to... do the Gemara. So Tashma, let's try to see. Yeah, we have to figure out how is this migu different than Tchas Mabshiyam Sov Abones. So we'll talk about it. So Tashma, Kiso, Karev Nafal Tochas Shorach Hamor V'Meis Pater. Again, trying to prove it from our Mishnah. If you cover it properly, and a Shorach Hamor fall in and die, Pater. V'Itmar Allah Amar Rabbi Yisrael Barach Hanishes Limi Tocho. We already gave you a Kimta that our Mishnah is a case where it rotted through. So Hey Chidami, what's the case? Ilema Karev L'Shorach Karev L'Gemalim. If you built it perfectly, it's Limi Tocho and it rotted through. Pshita the Pater. You're obviously Pater. I have a little Mevid. There's nothing you could have done. Elolav Karelish Ravalo Karel Gamalim. It must be that you built it good for oxen and not for camels. Vishchichi Gamalim. And camels are common. Vitzli Abitocha, meaning our case. Vitzktani Pater. So you see, in that case, you're Pater if it rotted through. Alma, you see, Lo Amrinan. We don't say the Migu. Lo Amrinan, Migu, Davi Boshe, Lini Gamalim, Boshe, Lini Hatzloa. Doesn't our Mishnah prove Pater? Answer the Gemara, Lo. Lo, Lo, Olam Karel Gamalim, Karelish Varim. You built it totally properly. Vitzliya mitocho, and it rotted through. Udukakashacha ki yitzliya mahavel chalamevid. Ah, you ask, if it rotted through by itself, what could he have done? Ma'u detemei boyle the mezol manake shalei. You might have thought that if somebody digs a bore in Rishus HaRabim, even if you cover it, every once in a while, you got to go check on it. You got to go knock on it and see if it's still strong. And therefore, if you don't, you're a posheya. Kamashbon, you don't have to do that. You could assume that if it's strong and you built it perfectly, that's it. You don't have to constantly worry about it. Period. Tashma, next try from the next line of the Mishnah. Loki zokar rav enough l'tocha shorvach amar v'meis chayiv. If you did not cover it properly, you're going to be chayiv. Say chidami. Ilei malokar rav l'shorvach lokar l'gmalim. If you totally didn't cover it at all, sriich l'meimer the chayiv. Of course you chayiv. El alav kar rav l'shorvach lokar l'gmalim. So again, must be our case. You covered it good enough for oxen and not for camels. Be the shrichi gemalim posheyahu. And if animals are very common, you're a posheya. Be the loshtechi gemalim onusu. So el alav. So each time we come up, it has to be the middle case. Where you covered it a little bit, and camels are kind of common. Elav the shrichi gemalim bitli mitocho. Camels are common and it rotted through. V'ktani chayiv and it says chayiv. Alma amrina and migu tavi poshel lini gemalim apushel lini atzla. So don't we say that you do say migu? So the Gemara answers amri lo. The Bach takes out the next word. Karay l'shvarim alo karay l'gemalim. You covered it properly for shvarim and not for gemalim. V'shrichi gemalim and camels are common. Also, gemalim ve'iruha, and camels came and weakened it. Every time we try to prove something, we just say, you know what? The Mishnah could be the other case, right? Camels came and ruined it, and oxen came afterwards. Aren't you a posheya if camels are common? No, Raya. Let's just finish up. Tashma says the Gemara nafal atocho shor cherishot v'katan suma umalek palay lachayiv. The Mishnah has said if a non-chacham ox, right, falls into a bar, or a blind ox, or walking at night, you're going to be chayev, because there's no way he could have known. Pikeach umalech bayom pater. But a smart ox, right, you're going to be pater for. Why don't you say the migu? If you're poshea for one, you're poshea for the other one. Elav shvamina, lo amrina, migu shvamina. Must be you don't say migu, and therefore you are patur. Ask the Rishonim. Let's just do the question. Tosfos, the sixth line of Tosfos, v'im tomar. Ki lo amrina, migu namid v'schayiv. What do you mean? Even without this migu, you should also be chayiv. T'tchilaso b'pshia hu l'inyin shvarim. Im yavr gomam t'chila v'akach shvarim v'sofo ba'ones shehitliya. That's the kasha of Tosfos. So Tosfos has one answer. Tosfos Rina Peretz, the Ravid, the Baal Amor, and the Meiri all have various answers to this question. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll get to that more tomorrow.